to the Dollar General to buy my love a treat. I found some tasty coffee and lots of things to eat. I pulled out my green dollar bill and went to the checkout stand. And there I met the General. Dollar General made his stand. He said, "You've got one thin dollar bill, but you'll need more than one. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things, son. So if you want these items that you covet from my store, you've got one shiny dollar bill, but you'll need 10 times more. Hey, ho. Ho, hey, ho. Ho, hey, ho." I looked that general up and down and thought my heart would fail. I wanted all those items, but I didn't want no jail. His chest was like a mountain, and his fists were two freight trains. His cold blue steely piercing eyes went straight into my brain. I pulled that 10-spot from my wad and placed it in his till. I took those items from him, but the general stays there still. I took those items to my love and spread them across her floor. I told her I had bought them at the General Dollar Store. They flashed like lightning, and her nails were fierce and red. She bit those savage fingers, and she dug them in my head. "The Dollar Store," she cried with hate, as I lay bleeding there. "You seek to win my love with hose and dollar underwear. My father is that general, that bold and fearless man. Your bottom dollar isn't worth a dollar in his can. So if you've got a bottom and a dollar to your name, save your bottom and spend that dollar bill, or you'll end up the same. General Dollar General, a bold and fearless man. He takes those shiny dollar bills and throws them in a can. So if you've got a dollar and are fearless to your core, the General Dollar General stands awaiting at his store. The General Dollar General stands awaiting at his store."